Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Friday 9th of February and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open on a negative note today as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicated a weak start for the broader index with a loss of 52 points. In the previous session, both indices fell 1% to end sharply lower after the Reserve Bank of India maintained a status quo on key interest rates and provided no hints on rate cuts. After the hawkish tone of RBI, analysts expect the market to remain sideways and consolidate in the near term. Technical setup shows that the short-term trend of Nifty seems to have turned down and one may expect some more weakness in the short term. According to technical analysts, the near-term uptrend of the market, however, remains intact and further weakness to 21,500 levels could be used as a buying opportunity. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to take immediate support at 21,666, while on the lower side it may see immediate resistance at 21,750 level. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1, Paytm. The fintech major is putting the finishing touches on a deal to acquire Bitzilla, an interoperable e-commerce startup. The Bangalore-based Bitzilla is currently the third largest seller-side platform by transactions on the Open Network for Digital Commerce, also known as ONDC. Sources told Money Control that the deal is in advanced stages and will likely close in the coming week. Meanwhile, Manju Agarwal, an independent director at the Paytm Payments Bank, has resigned from the board with effect from February 1 following the RBI's restrictions on Paytm Payments Bank. Number 2, LIC. The state-owned life insurance company's standalone profit jumped 49% on year to 9,444 crore rupees in the quarter ended December 2023. Its net premium income for the quarter rose 4.7% to 1.17 lakh crore and the net commission grew by 3.2% YOY. Number 3, Bhel. The state-owned power equipment manufacturer has received an order from Haryana Power Generation Corporation for setting up the 800-megawatt ultra-special supercritical expansion unit at DCR-TPP in Yamunanagar. The contract value is more than 5,500 crore rupees. Number 4, Biocon. The pharmaceutical firm recorded a consolidated net profit of rupees 660 crore for the quarter end December 2023 against a loss of rupees 41.8 crore in the corresponding period of the last fiscal. Its revenue from operations jumped 34% YOY to 3,953 crore rupees. Number 5, Torrent Power. The Gujarat-based power company recorded a consolidated net profit of 359 crore rupees for the quarter ended December FY24, declining sharply by 47% on year, impacted by lower top line and dismal operating numbers with higher fuel cost. Revenue from operations fell 1.2% YOY to 6,366 crore for the quarter. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Wall Street's major indices rose overnight with S&P 500 closing little changed after briefly topping the 5,000 milestone for the first time on record, as investors reacted to earnings reports and US jobs data and the US dollar gained. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.13%, the S&P 500 gained 0.06% and the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.24% overnight. Meanwhile, Asian markets were trading mixed today. Japan's Nikkei hit a fresh 34-year high, while most Asia-Pacific pairs were either fully or partially closed for new Lunar New Year holiday. China, South Korea and Taiwan's markets will be shut, while Singapore, Hong Kong will see half day of trading. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Jigar Trivedi, the Senior Commodities and Currencies Analyst at Reliance Securities, about the outlook for rupee and the USD-INR pair after the RBI policy meet outcome.
USD-INR pair ended tight lower, below 83 mark, after the Reserve Bank of India decided to keep the policy rates unchanged for the sixth consecutive time to maintain a tight vigil on inflation. If we talk about the levels, 82.7 is very crucial point, 82.7, 82.8, that's a very crucial range on a lower side, and we may see prices traveling on the lower side, and on the flip side, 83.20 is resistance, and we recommend to go short on every bounce in USD INR. However, dollar index, it's trading comfortably around 104.2, and 10-year bond yield in the US is trading around 4.15. The undertone is positive in 10-year bond yield and dollar index, because recently Jeremy Powell, the Fed chair, has reiterated that the probability of a rate cut in March is quite less. Because of that, we have seen dollar rallying. And in the coming sessions, if dollar crosses 104.5, 104.6 on a higher side, then USD-INR pair may appreciate, and our view will negate only above 83.20. If prices go beyond 83.20 on the domestic bourses, then spot market, then 83.30, 83.40, that's level to watch out for on the higher side. So the movement in the dollar index, that's going to be very much important for the next few sessions.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.